Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome
to the best
two-on-one ever. We're getting better. There you go.
Compared to last week's, that was perfect. Amanda, I just have to say, I have to apologize to our listeners. After listening to last week's opening, I couldn't even listen to it. I was like, I want to stop the podcast. So if you made it through, congratulations. You're a true fan. And welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. We are recapping specifically the first episode. Alex and I kind of just did a fun one last time, but this is the real premiere. Mm-hmm. So let's dive right in. So Sean Lowe makes his return to help Zach as the new bachelor. Sean Lowe, what do you think? You think he looks good?
Oh, no. The way you just asked that made it seem like you don't think he looks good.
His face still looks the same, but I feel really bad. Like, he's just aging.
Well, that's how life works, Amanda.
I know, but I'm just saying.
How long ago was he the bachelor?
Oh, God, that's a good question.
A decade?
Long time ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
I mean, it was really sweet to see him. He's really a perfect person for Zach to model his season after. I just thought it was really funny how hard, because Zach has gotten a lot of flack from the public. And I thought it was really funny, especially at the beginning, how hard Jesse was acting to make it seem like Zach is more than we think he is, which is true. And it's something that we've seen every season. But when he was like, did you know he was in a band called Public Disturbance and he was a DJ in college? I was like, this is amazing content. Please give me
And I
more.
Also just realized, too, he's like one of the youngest bachelors. He's 26.
See, I thought he was young, but I didn't realize he was one of the youngest.
Yeah. He is ready for marriage, people. 26.
Well, when we were looking through the cast last week and there were some 23 and 24-year-olds, I was like, that is so young. But it's not that young. To date a 26-year-old? It's not that young.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had no idea.
No idea.
But oh well, like, what can you do? So, just as a quick refresher before we like dive in to meet the girls, after the final rose, Brianna from New Jersey got Zach's first impression rose at the Bachelorette finale taping, just to be clear in case people don't know what after the final rose is.
Fake fans.
Just, yeah, you're a fake fan. Otherwise, I'm so sorry to admit that. But that's just a little update before we dive into the girls. And, you know, before they come out of the limo, of course, we get a little video as to who the girls are. So my first impression of Greer is that she does not know how to open a bottle of champagne.
Oh, God.
She's a little on the idiot side.
What was the woman's name? Kelsey? Who was it? Like, years ago when she opened the champagne.
Kelsey. Like,
yeah.
Kelsey.
That's what it was giving. That's what it was giving. Kelsey walked so Greer could run.
And she does talk a lot in the third person. So that was a little bit annoying, but I feel like I'm so mean this morning. I apologize to Sean Lowe. I'm just being honest. And then same with
Sean Greer. Lowe, we love you. We're so happy for you and Catherine. Keep having babies.
Before we go into it, out of like all the girls' videos, Greer's was okay. Not the best videos this year before diving into the limo entrance.
No, but I did appreciate that they were quick.
They were.
I felt like they kind of cut to the point. The only thing was it seemed like everyone said that they're ready to, like, they want to be married, they want kids, and they're super excited to meet Zach. Like, that was the
common theme.
That was the common theme. And I was like, well, okay, I'm happy. I'm happy we're all here for the right reasons.
But before we dive into the limo entrances, first, Alex, we need to do a spiritual healing together.
Oh, boy.
Such as, I am beautiful. Repeat after me.
Okay. I am beautiful.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I am strong.
I am strong.
Great.
I actually feel good after that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm more awake now.
Oh, that's good. So you feel more rejuvenated.
More rejuvenated.
Relaxed.
I thought it was cute that they did that in the limo before meeting Zach, and especially because night one, before the women know each other, it's a good icebreaker.
For now. And then they're all going to want to kill each other starting next week. And you'll see. Just saying. So let's talk about these limo entrances. Let's talk about Bananagrams first. So Jess was our first girl to come out. I'm always going to call her Bananagrams. I just think that's like, that should just be her nickname. Too much glitter on the chest, Jess. Too much glitter.
I thought she was so cute. And she looked great. She was so nervous. She had like very minimal makeup, simple hair. She looked
beautiful. But the glitter, Alex.
Well, she posted on her Instagram about like wearing too much glitter. I was like, that's cute. She can own it. She can own it.
I like Jess. Yeah. AKA Bananagrams. I like her. I'm a fan. Next, I thought Ariel was boring. Right?
Mm-hmm. I said she seems so chill even with all that chaos. She was talking about like she lost her luggage and like she missed her flight, and she was like super calm. I was like, no thank you, I would have taken that as a sign and stayed home.
My question is, Ariel, you want thingamabobs? I've got 20. All right, that's my thing. How's that?
It's
next
great.
We have my fellow Lizzo fan, Davia.
No, you skipped one.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I skipped the one after Ariel, but we could talk about whoever you want.
No, I want to talk about Charity.
Okay, let's talk about Charity.
You don't
want to
talk about Charity? Oh, my God, Amanda.
I like Charity.
I love Charity.
Her dress was nice.
That's exactly what I wrote. I said, stunning in that pink glitter dress. And I feel like that's an oxymoron. Like, pink glitter, I would be like,
But I can't pull it off.
She did. Amazing. Oh my
it's
God.
Not that Charity. I don't want to talk about Charity. I just forgot to write it down.
It's okay. She's one of my faves already from night one. We'll talk a little bit more about her later. Okay. Yeah. Go back to your Lizzo lesbian.
Davia's dress is very swan-like and elegant, and I was there for it. That's all I had to say.
I said she was like giving Southern Belle. It was cute.
Yeah, swan
and
vibes.
It was unique. And I liked her opening. She had champagne for her and Zach. Classic, cute, semi-memorable, especially after this night where there were not many crazy entrances.
Yeah.
Watching this, what I always find myself focusing on is like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, when they turn around and they watch them walk away every single time. And then they like provide subtle commentary, but it's always like, wow, they're so beautiful. Wow, I'll remember her. And I'm just like, this is so awkward.
Zach's word of the day, though, was stunning.
Stunning.
Oh, stunning. Stunning.
And then we had Gabby from Vermont, who I feel like she looks like she could be a D'Amelio.
Kind of.
Like an older sister.
Maybe.
And it was very awkward, the whole drink maple syrup bit.
It was bad. I just wrote Gabby's entrance was bad.
But at least she recognized it. She owned it. She was like, ugh. That left a bad taste in his mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't just drink syrup like a shot like Buddy the Elf. Maybe she has something in her like that. Where she focuses on the three important food groups, syrup, sugar, candy canes, list goes on. But you know what? Whatever. I don't know. I'm an elf fan. What can you do?
Were there any other entrances that stood out to you?
Okay. I think Greer is full of shit. I hate to roast Greer because she's like, yeah, I brought coffee all the way from New York. Zach's like, it's still hot.
Yeah, it was a joke. It was cute though. And also, the thing I like about Greer's also young, and she also was wearing minimal makeup, and she had a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
And not to shame people who wear a lot of makeup, but I do feel like on this show, we don't see enough of, like, I don't know, just
natural
like...
natural beauty? Is that the word you're looking for?
I guess. I just thought it was
elegance.
Nice. Especially a night like this when you are going to be sitting and drinking and talking to people you don't know until the sun comes up. Like,
yeah,
I feel like it's best to just have a nice light face.
Keep it simple. And then, okay, Kat is so annoying. And Zach recognized her right away.
You know he asked the producers and watched video back of, because he remembered all of their names. And I was like, there was no way.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
Kat was like, love you. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And she made fun of New Yorkers. I just, you know, I think it's a no. Hate to break it to you, Kat.
We did get some romance music from Katie, who said everything was bigger in Texas. And I didn't realize that Zach lives in Austin, because his like bio says he's from California or like something like that. Or maybe I just made that up. Maybe just because he was a tech bro, I assumed he lived in California. That's probably what it was. But Katie also lives in Austin. And then Genevieve, who was one of my favorites coming into this.
You love Genevieve.
Also got romance music. So it's always something to look out for.
And then, okay, quickly, Brooklyn was also at After the Final Rose. He remembered her, I'm sure, because the producer told him. However, let's talk about this. Breaking news moment. Bailey got the first kiss of the season.
That was crazy.
That was nuts. I didn't see that coming. But what was funny was Bailey put a name tag on her for him to remember her name. And I was like, that's so funny. And he felt so bad about it.
And he was like, yeah, I remember your name. And then leaned in for the kiss. It is rare that we see a bachelor or bachelorette lean in for the kiss on these limo entrances. Occasionally, we'll get someone for their entrance who will instigate the kiss. But for Zach to just lean in, I was like, oh my God.
I was like, that was quick, Zach. Oh, well. But you know what?
There were a lot of kisses tonight. There were a lot. I couldn't even keep track of how many people he was kissing.
Maybe like 7?
At least, yeah.
It's a lot, Zach. That's a lot for night one.
Okay, one more entrance that I want to call attention to was Miss Christina Mandrell. So we learned that she's like part of some like lineage of the Mandrell sisters. I'm too young to know.
So
what that
am I. I'm
means.
Sorry.
But I looked it up. They had like a TV show, something like that. So I guess that's why her last name is everywhere. And I really did like her entrance. She came in on a party bus and she walked off the party bus and she goes, excuse me, I'm just leaving my bachelorette party. And I'm like, that's so cute. Like,
that
you
was creative.
Never be single again after today.
That was creative.
And then Brianna totally stole the show in a stunning red dress with roses all over it. And I was like,
do you think, girl? Do you think that the producers got that for her or she got it herself? See, now that is the question.
I know. I'm just sitting here in silence because I'm like, I did think she got it for herself, but she doesn't seem like the type.
That's what I'm saying. She seems to be like more simple.
Yeah. And like, she doesn't seem like the type to gloat, you know? But I mean, it doesn't matter who got it for her. She looked beautiful. And I thought it was kind of like, at first I was like, ooh, is that tacky? But she looks stunning. She
can pull it off.
Yeah.
She can pull it off.
You own it, girl. You got America's First Impression Rose for a reason. You are America's First Impression Rose in that dress.
All right. Well, I have a couple more things that I want to address. One is Catherine. Catherine is a dermatologist.
Oh, God. Miss
that
Julia
was
Roberts.
Not even. We're okay. So what made me really uncomfortable is her pickup line. You want to SPF me?
I don't get it.
SPF is sunscreen, but like, it's just, why?
I'm like, does SPF stand for something sexual that I need to
no!
read in the dictionary later? Like, I don't know.
No! So that was just, who the fuck says that? I don't know. And then Vanessa's entrance was okay. She's from, you know, like the
New Orleans.
NOLA. So she's throwing jewelry. Okay, whatever. And then let's talk about how much Zach licked Laika's entrance. Did you like that?
I was really rooting for Laika, but
I know you were last week. That's what I'm...
Everything about this show, and after watching for so many years, and even when you read the bios online, you can kind of tell
like who was only there for one night and who was there for longer. And I guessed that she would be sent home right night one, but I didn't want her to be. But as soon as she leaned in for the lick, I was like, yeah, she's going home. It's tough.
That was
tough.
A lot. And then my other question is, before we move on to the cocktail party, what do you think happened to Henry the pig? You think he's staying with the girls? Like, did he go back to the farm? What happened?
That was Mercedes, right?
Yeah.
I honestly think he was chilling with the producers and Jesse in like the green room. Like he was sweet. And Zach was nice about the pig. He was cute.
Alrighty. Well, I was just curious what happened to the pig. If anyone wants to answer my question.
Yeah, please, if anyone knows.
Please tweet us, Instagram, whatever you want to do. Just let me know where the pig is.
It's important. We care. Do you think the pig was turned into bacon, Amanda?
Oh my God, no.
I don't know. They eat breakfast in the house, don't they?
Alex, you're taking it way too far.
You kept asking.
There's no way they turned the pig into bacon. He's too cute. And he was on a leash.
Oh, he's a domesticated pig, so he's not going to be cut for... He's not going to be slaughtered.
Yeah. Alex just took it way too far, everyone.
I'm sorry. I'm a vegetarian. Okay. I have a tendency to do that. Are you ready for this cocktail party, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay, so right when Zach walks in, one of the first things he says, and I was like, this is quintessential Zach, and he knew he was going to say this as he walked in. He goes, I'm just a dude who loves family, football, and frozen pizza.
I know.
What do you think about that?
Go with the flow, Zach. I don't really have an opinion. I mean,
I love frozen pizza too. I want to know.
He's a pretty normal guy, so good for him.
26-year-old, and like the truth of the matter is, like, sometimes these bachelors and bachelorettes, they are I don't know what the right word is. They're almost too much of a character. They fit the role too well, especially because it comes with like a lot of fame. Zach just feels normal, and I know he's getting a lot of flack for that, and I recognize like why that flack is valid, but at the same time, like, if I really ask myself, like, of the last 10 bachelors who I would be most likely to date, like, I would, like, honest to God, like, if I saw Zach on like Bumble, like, I would swipe right, and like, I would probably go out with him. And like, I'm not like the biggest fan of Zach as the bachelor yet. I'm open to being persuaded, but like, he just seems like a chill dude who's looking for love.
Yeah, he's here for the real deal. So, you know what? Good for you. We're happy for you, Zach. Let me ask you a question, Alex.
Yes.
This is serious, though. I just want to make sure that we're compatible to do this podcast together.
Okay.
Dragons or dinosaurs?
Okay, ready? 3, 1, 2.
I'm really counting down. All right. 3, 2, 1. Dinosaurs.
Just the fact alone that we started counting in the opposite way.
That's when you know that we're not compatible, but yet stop. We're still doing this podcast together. I just wanted to check. So,
why would you choose dinosaurs, Amanda? She was like asking. I was like, oh my God.
I don't know. I was feeling it.
But I appreciated, like, when you have a bit, it's a good idea because, like, the lead will at least stay until the bit is completed.
That's true.
You know? Like, if you're just casually talking and someone interrupts you, it's like, okay, well, what else were we doing here? So...
And then Madison and some of the other girls invited themselves on the party bus. Mm-hmm. So ultimately it ended up just being a party.
Yeah, but Christina did get a kiss, and this kiss was full tongue. But before he kissed Christina, he had already kissed Bailey and Katie.
Katie
seems like a front runner. Also, passing resemblance to Rachel Recchia.
Interesting. A little bit.
Like, especially in the previews when they would show her from like farther away, it looked like it could have been Rachel.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%.
Cat with the meatballs.
Yep, that was my next one. No, thank you.
I was shocked with how much eating and drinking Zach did on this first episode. I was like, what happens when the Bachelor chokes and dies? Like, what happens? What
you do never we do? Know.
Especially when they were stuffing as many meatballs as possible in their mouth.
That was gross.
Cat's finger. She was doing it with her fingers. I was like, girl.
Cringe. And then I also thought, I know you like Genevieve. She took it a little far by bringing in a fake baby and having Zach change the diaper night one.
I do think it's important that she's a neonatal nurse.
No, I get it.
So it makes sense. But yeah, it was kitschy.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot. But you know what? No comment.
Greer said she would move to Austin, and she was like, even if you weren't the Bachelor, like, I want to move to Austin.
So that's a sign.
They kissed. One of my favorite lines from this episode, I have no idea who said it, but when Jesse brought in the first impression rose, someone goes, Jesse, go back to ESPN.
I know. I texted you that. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't even respond. He just kind of smiled and walked out the door. I'm like, classic Jesse Palmer.
And I was right about my commentary about Madison last week.
The whole time I was watching, that's all I could think was like, Amanda called this a mile away.
I did. So she thought that their attraction was electric, as she worded it. However, Zach didn't want to kiss her, and she kind of like pulled him in. You saw she stole him, what, like three times, I guess. And, you know, she just really wanted it to work. And, you know, shout out to Zach for talking to her and being like, listen, you know, I don't think we're compatible. And he sent her home.
Yeah.
Yay!
I was impressed that he sent her home. I just thought it was funny that she like came outside when Zach and Jesse were talking, and she was like,
yeah,
I just want to know if you want me here or not. I'm like, girl, that's what the rose ceremony is for.
Night
in
one.
5 minutes. Can you please wait 5 minutes?
She didn't want to. She didn't want to. She was
like, I want a kiss now. And she was like, that kiss wasn't good enough. And then she was like, I need to know if he wants me here or not. I'm like, girl, take a deep breath.
She needs to go back to North Dakota. And that's where she is. That was a lot. She just couldn't stop crying. And I was like, I said to my mom, I'm like, I called this last week. I knew this was going to happen.
I really did.
Had a feeling. However, he had a pretty good kiss with Charity. I did write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is into Charity. I think he kissed about 6 or 7 girls, like I said in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm trying to count like how many times I wrote they kissed. 1. So Jess, Charity, Madison, that's 3.
Greer,
that's 4. Christina, that's 5. Katie, that's 6. Bailey, that's 7.
So at I'm least. Right.
Yeah, as always.
Always right.
If you're new here, Amanda's always right. Get used to it.
I am. I hate to be that person, but I've been calling it lately.
Yeah.
All right. So, Alex, what did you think of Zach's first impression rose? Were you into it? Did you call it? Because I honestly did not. I didn't think it was going to be Greer. I thought it was going to be Bailey.
Yeah, I was thinking Bailey or even Jess.
Yeah.
I was surprised about Greer. And also, a lot of the times I've noticed the first impression rose will go to someone who the lead hasn't kissed yet. And then they use the first impression rose as an opportunity to have more time with them and then kiss them on night one. But Zach was kissing everyone left and right. I'm like, I don't know what he's going to do.
And he didn't seem like that kind of guy on The Bachelorette at first. Keep in mind.
But I just think he's taking advantage of it. And he really wants to suss out if there's a spark or not. And it was also the diversity, the range of the kisses. Some were full tongue. Some were just pecks. Some were like long pecks. I was like, wow, we've got diversity here.
Madison's was the quickest by far.
Was the quickest. But to answer your question, I was surprised, but I thought it was sweet, especially because you could tell Greer was really listening to Zach. And she was really trying to make it known that she was there for the long haul. And that's what Zach wants.
She's growing on me. I was a little hesitant in the beginning with the champagne. Not gonna lie, but I think she's growing on me. So we shall see what happens. So You want to tell everybody who got kicked off night one? And that's pretty much all we have to say, really.
Yeah. So we've got Laika.
Bye.
We've got one of the Olivias. She asked Zach if he could make a sound like a chicken. That's all I noticed about
her. That
was
so stupid. Sonia.
Sonia from Long Island.
Long Island.
Victoria from Austria.
In Holland.
And her opening was like, you were in the wrong Holland last season. That's why you didn't find love.
I know. I saw that cringe.
So before we go, I have two questions for you, Amanda.
Yeah.
I want to know who, like, your favorites are. Like, who, like, after this first...
How many can I name? That's the question.
Oh, I've got, like, 7.
Okay.
So, name as many as you want. Not like your
not
VIP
in particular
picks.
Order.
Yeah, not in particular order. Not your favorites or Zach. Just the people that you like.
I like Charity. I still like Allie. Even though her entrance wasn't great, but...
Yeah. It looks like we'll see more from her.
Yeah. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Bananagrams, aka uh-huh. Jess. Oh my god, I feel like there's more. I just don't know about Christina.
I know.
So I don't know what I'm gonna put her in the I don't know pile.
Yeah, like I wanna like her, but she
yeah
there's BVV. There's BVV.
Big villain vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who else did I like? I don't know.
How do you feel about Davia?
She's pretty in person, but yeah. I feel like I didn't get enough out of her. Like it was in her bio, you know, while
you've
I was reading it.
You've got everyone on my list. The only additional ones I have are Genevieve and
I forgot
Anastasia.
Genevieve.
I think it's Anastasia. And
it is Anastasia.
I loved her. She was so hot. And the fact that she wore a freaking pantsuit on the Bachelor premiere, I was like, I'm obsessed.
She
with
is
you.
Very pretty.
I'm
She's
obsessed
very
with
pretty.
You. So, and but that was these are all list. The ones that I followed on Instagram. That's why I took their.
And you had another question before we?
Yes, before we go. What do you think of that preview? General predictions for the season now that we've gotten a little bit of a taste. Mm. Ooh, do we want to do final rose pick? Or no, let's do first date.
First one-on-one. Uh-oh. I don't know. I don't want to be first, but okay. I kind of have a weird feeling in my gut. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say Charity.
For the first date. Okay.
I don't know why. I could be wrong.
Definitely an early date with Charity.
If it's not the first, then it's one of the earlier dates. It's either going to be like Charity or Katie. I think he really liked Katie.
The
but
two
I don't
of
know.
Them were all over this week's preview. Like, if you know nothing about the show and how they edit things, like just watching that preview, it made it seem like Charity and Katie are the final two. They were all over that preview.
Okay, so I pretty much named the final two. You're welcome, yeah. America. Sorry, you don't have to watch the show anymore or listen to our podcast. It's all good.
I have no reason to think this. I just want it to be true. I want Bailey to have the first date. She got the
I
first
would love
kiss.
That.
I feel like she deserves the first date. I don't
I
think
would love
she's
that.
Gonna get the first date, but that's who I want to have the first date.
Well, I mean, he did forget her name, so
yeah,
he kind of owes her.
He can do. And it didn't seem like they talk much night one. So he might be wanting more time.
But we'll see what happens next week. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm glad we're back.
Me too. Well, everybody, this was our week one recap. I know you're making a face, but we'll see what happens next week. And we'll see if we're right on these dates. Yeah, otherwise, everyone else is going on a group date.
Yeah, overall, a good first episode. Usually these can be a little hard to follow. I thought it was pretty good.
It was really easy to follow, yeah.
If you got to this point and you didn't listen to the whole thing, that's all you need to know.
Well, I mean, we are pretty great entertainment, just saying.
And on that note.
We're going to head out for the night. Day, whatever
for the
time.
Night.
Day, night, morning, whatever time you're listening to this. Because we don't know what you're doing or what time you're listening to us. But we thank you. And Alex is like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, God. We love you all. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Bye.